Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for travel, and we've decided to bring Russell Alford back again. One half of the Gastro Gaze, co-restaurant critic with the Sunday Times. We'll have him back before Christmas doing our Christmas food books. But on travel, what we occasionally ask him to do is tell us about destinations to go to for a weekend break or a longer holiday if you're a food lover. Oh, he's told us all about Seoul, San Sebastian, Bologna, Chicago, Lisbon, Copenhagen, all in the past, all available as podcasts. But today we're going to talk to him about Turin in Italy. And let's start with Brussels in Belgium, where they dip their chips in mayonnaise.
Oh,
yes.
Is
that what they're most famous for?
That would be among the things that the Belgians are most famous for. Brussels is one of these cities that I kind of fell in love with. I lived in London for a number of years and I really tried to take advantage of the Eurostar. Paris was very expensive, but Brussels was very cheap. So I used to do a couple of weekends a year, maybe just hopping on the Eurostar, getting an easy deal and heading over to Brussels. So I visited it quite a few times.
But for people from Ireland, it's still easy enough to get to Brussels. And isn't it exactly also particularly at weekends, because you might have cheaper flights because all of the people going to European Parliament business have come back?
Precisely. If you fly back from Brussels to Dublin, it's kind of like a who's who of the MEPs quite often on a Friday evening. But the other way around, it's a bit more affordable. There's plenty of flights between Brussels airport and Charleroi airport. Try to go into the main one, the main airport, because it's a lot handier and it's a bit much better connected. But as a city, I think it gets this kind of approach that it's very gritty, it's a little bit dirty, and it's very corporate because of the EU institutions. But there's a bit more to it as
well. Yeah, in fact, the food and drink is actually worth running through a little bit, because first of all, you know, I did say about the fries. And is this where French fries really come from? Even if they maybe should be called Belgian fries. And do you eat them with mayonnaise?
When in Belgium, you have to have them with mayonnaise. Now, there's many sauce choices, and usually a menu as large as a chipper menu would be in Ireland just on sauces. If you're a condiment lover, you will adore visiting Belgium. But the kind of story goes, and I had to do research for this for my own cookbook, which is all about deep fried food. It's called Hot Fat. It's great. There's a really interesting thing that during the Second World War, within the kind the French-speaking Wallonia area of Belgium, the soldiers from the Belgian side were making fried potatoes. But because they spoke French, the US soldiers assumed that they were French potatoes instead,
rather than Belgian.
And thus the French fries expression came along. So there is a bit of a bone of contention between the French and the Belgians about who invented them. But
and the way their chips are done, is it double fried?
They're usually double fried. So they are often done in beef fat or beef tallow. They are done at a lower temperature and at a higher temperature, served in a cone and then often topped with mayonnaise. But a little secret to tell you, if you are going to some of these places, and I have a few recommendations, one called Maison Antoine and Frites Falagi. If you go to either of them and you see one called Carbonade de Boeuf, it's basically a Flemish beef stew. That on top of your frites is a bit of a sensation, especially as you go into the colder winter months. Maison Antoine is a very unique place. It is in the middle of a square not too far from the EU kind of parliament area. And it's very regularly you'd see photographs of people having a break from conferences and important meetings to go along to hit there just to get a cone of frites. And they are legendary. In my opinion, probably the best in the city is Maison Antoine. It's okay. Really fabulous.
But it seems from all the places you're going to recommend, it tends to be fish and chips or meat and chips.
Yes, yes. It's a very meat and fish heavy kind of place. And of course, you need that to wash down the beers that they're very famous for too.
Exactly, because they have what sort of Belgian beers?
So it depends on the place. So they have a huge amount of variety of them, from the Trappist ales, which are quite dark, to the lambics and the sours. There's a bit of inventiveness. So there's quite a few experimental breweries around Brussels in particular, doing kind of new age things similar to what a lot of the craft brewers do. But then there's the real traditional ones. These are the ones you'd see in your off licenses, like your Chimay's, your Deliriums. These are kind of big, well-known brand names, but they all have origins in and around Brussels and Belgium. There's one pub in particular which I love to go to. They call it a beer cafe more than anything. It's called Mort Sabute. It's very central in the city. And they create their own cherry beer in there, which is very sour, but it's absolutely beautiful. But they have a huge selection of beers from all across Belgium, served in small glasses, large glasses. You can have tastings. You can enjoy them at your leisure.
A beer cafe.
It's a pub. It's a very, very nice place. It's very old world, very classic service, you know.
Mort Sabite.
Yeah, Mort Sabite. Fantastic little spot.
Okay, you gave us Maison Antoine. So give us, what about Frit Flagley?
Yeah, this is another fantastic frittery that's in a very very hip kind of area, very young kind of trendy space. And this has been here for many, many years. This is loved more among locals, whereas Maison Antoine is more among tourists and EU officials. But Frit Flagey is very, very popular. There's a lot of musical venues in the area, lots of cultural things. It's become a bit of a late night hub, kind of how we might treat a kebab shop on a Camden Street in Dublin type of vibe. But the chips there are, again, they are sensational. Okay. It's the same double frying kind of idea.
Bia Mara, that must be Irish.
It is, yes. So Bia Mara opened up around the same time as one of my first visits there. And if you're familiar with Dash Burger in Dublin, it was founded by Barry, who founded there. He's since sold on the space and it's continued to have some Irish ownership there. But they take a very modern take on fish and chips. So instead of battering, they put it in panko. They had sort of light breadcrumbs. They're using really inventive sauces. So wasabi mayos. Sometimes they do squid ink fish batters as well. So it's like that dark, incredible looking batter. So it's fantastic. Again, it's very, very central. It's just off Bourse, which is the main kind of kind of central area in the city near Grand Place. Really, really nice spot that always is hot, very, very busy, but delicious fish and chips.
And quickly give me two other recommendations.
The other ones, Nordsee. If you are there and you love your fish, this is a proper al fresco kind of dining space. It is a fish shop that also has a chaotic as anything kind of hatch that you can go to. You can grab a wine and a beer. You can order some mussels, some oysters, some razor clams and a beautiful chowders straight from there and have them on the street. Really amazing space that it can be a bit chaotic, but especially on a winter's night, it's especially lovely.
And finish with a steak restaurant.
Steak restaurant Le Mute, which is, they really are taking the standards of the beef very, very seriously. They even have Irish beef in it as well, depending on the cuts that they use. But it's a very modern steakhouse. When we say steakhouse, you think very American traditional, but it's a fantastic spot.
And Belgian chocolates, finally.
Oh, Belgian chocolates. You can't really move around too many of the malls and galleries without finding a Liadanas or a Goulian type of chocolate shops. Well worth exploring. There's lots of food tours specifically on chocolates that you can do when you're in Brussels. Well worth doing if you have a bit of a sweet tooth.
I don't know how much time we have to get through Turin in Italy. So tell us a little bit about why Turin.
Let's power through it. I think it's a bit of an underrated part of Italy. It's in the north, which has a very kind of mountainous cuisine when it comes to it. So it's kind of a bit more heartier than those pastas, the lighter dishes that you might see down towards the south. Aer Lingus and Ryanair both fly there. It's also the home of Fiat Motors.
And Juventus Football Club, Russell, the most important
thing. The most important thing. Thank you for that. I was just about to say, but it's a wonderful, wonderful city to go to. One of their dishes that they are most well known for is it's slices of cured veal, so it's kind of like essentially like a roast beef kind of idea, and it's topped with a very, your face is saying one thing,
but I have this written in front of me, with a creamy tuna and caper sauce. Yes. On top of your veal.
Yes, I had the same face and then I tried it. It's fantastic. So that kind of salty, kind of a way you'd have like with anchovies, that kind of salty, fishy flavour topped with some slices of essentially beef on top with a bit of caper for that bitterness. It's a really lovely combination. That's really popular there. As is another dish, which is angelotti. So these are the really, really small pinched pasta dishes, filled with meat, usually served with a very clear broth. Every restaurant, I spent a week in Turin once, and every restaurant served both of these on the menu, and it was a must do. But they're really, really lovely things. There's loads of other things. There's sweet dishes that they use.
Wait, there's two drinks I want to ask.
Yes.
About. Bicerin, is that how you pronounce
it? Bicerin, yes. Okay. So this is essentially a hot chocolate that's spiked with coffee and cream. So it's a really traditional drink in Turin that's well worth trying when you're there. It would only be about the size of a small hot chocolate, so it's a very nice little thing to have maybe post-dinner.
And is this where vermouth originated?
It is indeed, yes. So Turin, it's very much the birthplace from back in 1786.
And the Carpano vermouth.
Yes, and as you go around the city, you see a huge amount of pride in the various martini and vermouth brands as they go around the place. And there's a lot of the aperitivo culture there in particular, where you go to a bar, you'd have an Aperol spritz or something along the lines, and you'd sit there in the plaza. And the best thing about Italy is they give you little snacks when you're having a drink. And it's not just a plate of nuts. It's often like an arancini ball or maybe a couple of bits of bread and some butter. They really take it seriously when it comes to the snacks that go with your drinks when you're in Italy.
So if it was one place you were to recommend in Turin, what would it be?
Oh, there's the one I'd have to go for, Consorzio. So this is a restaurant there that has a Michelin bib. If you're not familiar with the Michelin bibs, this is where you get good value dining at a high standard. It's how I travel when I go to any city. I will always try and find a Michelin bib restaurant. You can get a really good value meal. It's very modernized versions of the traditional dishes. So you'd have the angelottis, you'd have the tonnato, but it'd just be a bit of a modern take on it. And I really think it's a highly recommended spot.
Russell Alford from the GastroGaze, thank you so much.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.